You are listening to James Stewart as the Six Shooter, the story of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman whose name has become legend throughout the great Southwest. Now, Act Two of the story called When the Shoe Doesn't Fit.
I hoisted Cindy Lou up on Scar, and she managed to seat herself in front of the saddle. I kind of held on to her to keep her from falling off, and we started off for the Crown Ranch. It took us about 45 minutes to get there, and that party was in full swing when we walked into the parlor.
Milk your cow and brand your calf. Bring your honey out.
Floyd Prince came over to the door when he saw us and told me we're more than welcome. He's real nice considering I'd invited myself. I sort of managed to avoid mentioning Cindy Lou's name, and what with all the hubbub, Floyd didn't seem to notice that I hadn't introduced her properly. But Floyd's son, Monty, well, he didn't wait for any introduction. He just took one look at Cindy, and that was the last I saw of her. As far as I could tell, the other girls at the party were just completely out of the picture from then on. I waited until there was an intermission and the dancing, and then I moseyed over to the punch bowl.
Oh, can I help you, Mr. Ponsett?
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
I'm Mrs. Ames, Patty Ames.
Oh, how do, Miss Ames?
Oh, Fern, over here, dear. I want you to meet somebody. This is my daughter, Fern, Mr. Ponsett.
I'm pleased to meet you, Fern.
Well, speak up. Oh, Fern's sort of shy.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, that young lady that you brought to the party, she doesn't seem to be spending much time with you, does she? Oh, that's the trouble when a man brings a pretty girl to a dance. He's apt to find himself all alone. Fern, stop your fidgeting. Of course, now, some girls have character as well as look.
All right,
I say.
Now, grab your partners for the next man. Oh, and I'll everybody join in.
Oh, my goodness. They're starting another dance. Now, Mr. Ponsett, don't think that you have to ask my permission to dance with Fern. You just go right ahead.
Fern? Like I said, I'm not much of a square dancer, but there just didn't seem to be any way of turning Fern down. Well, I guess I should say there wasn't any way of turning her mother down. So, we did our best. Sorry, Fern. As the evening wore on, it didn't look like she had any other part lined up. Well, I figured it was up to me to sort of fill in. I sure didn't mean to kick you, Fern. There's one thing about her, though. She sure didn't talk a man to death. And somehow the time passed, and the next thing I knew, it was after 11 o'clock. Now, that meant Cindy and I had to be starting home, so I looked around for her, but she wasn't in sight. I excused myself for Fern and headed out to the front porch. Cindy was there all right, but the thing that surprised me was she was all alone. Looked like she'd been crying. Cindy.
Oh, Mr. Ponsett.
What, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, just fine.
Where's Monty?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you'd better find him and say goodnight.
I never want to see him again. Not as long as I live.
Oh. Well, what happened? I thought you two were hitting off real good there.
I thought so, too, at first. While we were inside dancing, everything was just wonderful. And then, all of a sudden, he started acting like he didn't care about me at all. Said he couldn't be spending all his time with one girl. He had to dance with some of the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, after all, the party is in his honor.
And that ain't all, Mr. Ponsett. He didn't even know who I was.
Well, didn't you tell him?
I thought sure he'd know. I never figured he'd forget me, not in just a few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've changed, Cindy, and the way you're all fixed up tonight.
Oh, that wouldn't matter. Not if Monty really liked me. I'd never forget him. I'd know him no matter how much he changed or how he dressed.
Well, all you had to do was just tell him who you were, you know.
No, I just couldn't. And you mustn't tell him either. You've got to promise me you won't. Now, please, Mr. Ponson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that's what you want. Well, I think maybe we'd better leave.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready.
You got everything?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Why?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you'd lost one of your slippers or...
My slippers? Whatever gave you that idea?
I don't know. I just sort of crossed my mind somehow. Never mind. I'll get Scott. Well, it just goes to show you that stories in real life don't work out the same way. Instead of falling in love, Cindy and Monty Prince were just far away as ever, even farther. And there didn't seem to be any way of getting them together either. Leastways, he wasn't going to be able to do it by finding one of her slippers at the dance, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, she couldn't have lost a shoe at the dance if she'd wanted to. When we got her home, we found out she couldn't even get them off.
Doggone it, Cindy, you must not be trying. Well, you didn't have as much trouble getting them on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. DeWitt. I'm doing my best. My feet must have swelled up from the dancing or something.
Let me do it.
Oh, sure.
Why, they're just plain stuck fast.
I know. Maybe in the morning my feet will go back to normal. And
yeah.
Then you...
Hey, look out the window there, Friendly. Isn't that a buggy out there?
Holy smoke. Fern and Hattie. So long, Cindy. Bye, Britt.
Oh, wait a minute, Friendly. I don't want them catching me here either.
But what about the slippers in the wedding tomorrow?
The bride's wearing a long dress. Reaches clear down to the floor. She can get married in the bare feet if she has to.
Well, thanks for everything.
Good night, Cindy. I'm sorry things didn't work out better for you, but... Good night. Well, along about noontime the next day, I was in my hotel room washing up for Sunday dinner. They were planning to serve fried chicken and corn fritters and apple pie. The Castle Hotel always put the food on family style, so I figured I'd better be real prompt or there wouldn't be any... Yeah? Yeah, come in. Oh, Monty. Oh, what are you doing in town?
I came to see you, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh, is that so?
It's about that girl you brought out to the Crown last night.
Well, I sort of had the impression you weren't too interested in her.
Oh, I'm interested, all right. I wish I wasn't, but I am.
How's that?
Well, you see, Mr. Ponsett, before I went back east, I was, I was real fond of another girl. Cindy Lou Ames, her name is.
Oh.
And we sort of, promised that we'd wait for each other. But last night, that girl with you... Well, she sort of made me forget Cindy.
She did, huh?
For a while, anyway. And then I remembered, and I felt real bad because it didn't seem like I was being fair to Cindy. So I went inside, and I left the other girl to herself. But doggone it, all night long, I kept thinking about both girls, and they sort of got mixed up in my mind. I couldn't even keep them straight.
Uh-huh. You've got quite a problem there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good morning, Mr. Ponsett. I finally managed to get... Oh.
Cindy Lou.
Hello, Monty.
Golly, it's good to see you. I was hoping you'd be at the dance last night.
Were you?
You know, you haven't changed a bit.
No, I guess I haven't. They're in this paper bag, Mr. Ponsett. Those things I borrowed last night.
Oh.
I thought maybe you could return them to Mr. DeWitt for me.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be running into him again, Cindy.
Here, Mr. Ponsett. Now be careful. Don't...
Oh,
Mr. Ponsett.
Oh, doggone it, Cindy. I just sort of slipped out of my fingers. Well, here, I'll put these party shoes back in the sack. There.
Well, Goodbye, and thanks. Goodbye, Monty.
Cindy, wait a minute. Where'd you get those shoes?
I don't know what you mean.
Why, they're the same ones that... They're exactly the same. Cindy Lou, you were at the square dance last night. You and that other girl... Why, there wasn't any other girl. It was you. No wonder I couldn't get you straightened out in my...
What are you talking about?
Tell her, Mr. Ponsett, what I told you just before she came in.
Well, I think maybe you'd better tell her yourself, Monty. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of anxious to get downstairs while there's still some fried chicken left, so...
Now, you listen to me, Cindy. I've been in love with you ever since I can remember.
I don't believe
it. Well, it's true. And it doesn't matter what kind of a dress you wear or how your hair is fixed or...
Well, there wasn't much point in my hanging around to see if Cindy and Monty would finally get together. There's only one way a story like this can end. I guess you know as well as I do. They were just bound to live happily ever after.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is written by Frank Burt and is based on a character created by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Barbara Eiler as Cindy Lou and Eleanor Audley, Sandra Gould, Bill Johnstone, and Sam Edwards. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is John Wall speaking. Hear MacDonald Carey in Jason and the Golden Fleece tonight on the NBC Radio Network.